What's up? What's up? What's up? I wanted to record this video today for all those who are struggling to find a way to create in their business, to market in their business that feels right to them. I want to get on here. I've got a rhythm going right now. And, you know, the lighter I make this, the more that I get on here, and I'm almost kind of turning it into a little maybe daily diary to get on here and have these, you know, words of encouragement. You know, one of the biggest things that I absolutely find some of the greatest joy in is lifting people up. And today started, I put on here what I say. Some days are just down days. So the whole day wasn't a down day, but it started where I just, you know, I recorded this. I recorded this one video. I recorded like three of them. I haven't posted them all yet. If you want to see them, you know, send me a message. I don't know if I'm going to post them all or not. But, you know, there's so much in the online marketing space where there's, you know, if you happen to be on Instagram, there's like some just text on a screen with somebody at a beach or doing something, and it'll say whatever the heck it says. There's a lot of the stuff in the make money space, and it'll be like, DM me passive, DM me, you know, beach, DM me, you know, document, you know, DM something. And I was just out here and I'm like, you know, here's my bike right now. And I just wanted to say, you know, I ride my bike most mornings. And people probably saw this, don't even know if I was serious or not. But anyways, and I'm like, you know, most mornings, you know, I ride my bike. If you want to know how to ride your bike most mornings, just DM me the word bike. And I just got in this thing where I'm like, you know, my conscious mind knows that I can do things my way. I have proof in my own life that doing things my own way has had me succeed. But I battle like anybody else. The voices in my head that say, do it, don't do it. It will work. It won't work. Why would you do that? You already did that. It didn't work. And then you see all these videos and everybody's got a different opinion. If you've ever heard of the Diary of the CEO, I actually really like the guy. What's his name? Stephen Bartlett, I think. I think he does some great interviews. And somebody was bringing him up the other day, and I look at comments on things, and you know, there's been a handful of comments, and this isn't just this podcast, but people will comment like, "Oh my gosh, it feels like every person you have on has like a counter view to the other person." Like, and they're very certain, and these are supposedly doctors and whatever, and you know, one day it's do keto, the next day it's keto will take you out, you know, or something. You know, it's just like you don't know. And these people have so much conviction and so much certainty and so much confidence that what I found is I'm like, thank God sometimes I started my production company back in the day when I did, because I was able to not have as much input. Hold on a second. Sorry, my nose. Sneeze there. You know, not as much input from other people. You know, the podcast, YouTube, everything, even Facebook with ads, like it's just nothing was what it is today. Now there's just an overwhelming amount of stuff and noise out there. One second again. I'm sorry. Oh, geez. And everybody's got their opinion about what works and what doesn't work. And there was a thing by the guy, if you look him up, he has a book called Anything You Want, Derek Sivers. I highly suggest the audiobook. He sold his company CD Baby. I don't even know. Maybe it's been a decade plus now ago, 10 to 15 years ago, probably at least. But he has this one thing where he talks about incredible ideas with horrible execution and horrible ideas with incredible execution. And the fact is that a lot of the work that I do is to be able to hold space for somebody's enthusiasm and excitement around what it is they really want to do. And I really want people to attempt what it is they really want to do. And so me getting on here even right now is continuing to show up in a way that is right for me, because if I show up any other way, I know it's this like watered down, like the energy's off, the vibe is off, because it's not what I want to do. And I think in video, again, I did so much of what I wanted to do that when I finally leaned in, it really worked well. And I never stopped doing it. And I've never stopped coaching. And much like Same Day Edits, one of the things that happened for me is that I had proof that when I did it for people, they loved it. And then I loved doing it. In coaching, when people work with me, I have lots of proof. I mean, I literally, if I can find it here, I think it started in 2019. I think I started saving screenshots from emails, from text messages, from comments on Facebook, on YouTube, anywhere there was something with text, I started saving the screenshots. And so I have 546 screenshots that I've saved that are basically positive affirmations for what it is that I do and how I help. So not all these are like particularly clients, but it's doing videos like this, whatever it is, I've got this feedback. So I have an overwhelming amount of proof in my brain that people like what I do. But yet through the years, I realized that I put a lot more credit in others' opinions about what I wanted to do in the ways that I wanted to do it. Because, you know, I work in this, what, you know, technical term, asynchronous way with this app Voxer, and I send voice messages back and forth with people. And we all get to, I mean, I get to work with incredible people internationally that I probably would never work with because we'd have to schedule calls at like 6 o'clock at night, 8 o'clock at night, all these things. And I love freedom. And so I wanted to do things this other way. And although I've seen some people, you know, use Voxer and different things, some of the ways I want to market, there's just not a lot of proof. And so I have known I wanted to run ads, but everywhere I was looking, it's like, I just couldn't find examples of how I felt that I could show up. And I was looking for them. And even though I know, do your thing. When I go to do it, just like these videos, I am building a habit in real time. I want to help you rewire your mind, get you unstuck, get you taking action, because the greatest changes in my life have come through action, not thinking, not talking about it, right? Talking about something, expressing oneself can provide like a sense of relief, but it doesn't necessarily, if I just express myself, like in the work that I do, if people don't take a new action, if you don't do something different, like if it comes to growing a business, sitting around and watching videos and courses and getting degrees and certifications and all these things, that doesn't grow a business. Like, you may need to build up your skills to get better at something, but if we don't put things out in the marketplace, if we don't do things, if we don't record things, if we don't share these things, if we don't meet people, have conversations, or do our work for or with people, like just simply thinking about it, we won't grow. And so I, in my life, had taken this, is, I have that shirt on today, MIA, an astronomical amount of imperfect action in my life, like from the age of like probably 10 or 12 years old until really, you know, around 2019 to 2020. It started to slow. And then really the last couple of years, it became stagnant, where I, you know, I got these brain scans. I learned so much about ADHD, started to see where I thrived, where I survived, and then started to learn things more about trauma and PTSD and all these things. And I'm digging deep. I'm learning so much. I'm, you know, all sorts of things to learn about these topics and find these patterns in myself that in my younger life, I didn't deal with, which is what I believe allowed me to take a lot of actions and do a lot of things that financially led to a lot of success and led to a lot of incredible things happening. But one of my greatest friends and mentors, you'd always tell me I'm the kind of personality who jumps out of the plane and builds my wings on the way down. Well, that's fine. And there's a lot of positive qualities to that. But I had jumped out of the plane so many times that I finally am like, I don't know, man. I don't know if I would jump out of that plane again. I don't know. I think I'm good. I think I'll stay up here in the plane. Why don't we land the plane? Right? Like, I'm good. Why don't we land the plane? And And even though my conscious mind knew better, the subconscious is what would sabotage me. This inner dialogue that would say, well, you've done that, 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 you've done that. That kind of worked, but that didn't work. So then when I'm looking at the landscape of things to do, I'm kind of like, well, you know, I don't know. Done this before, like recorded these videos before. I've had some success with it. I got almost 10,000 subscribers on YouTube. They're all, as far as I know, real people. You know, I didn't do any funny business. It's like, you know, and I have videos with thousands and thousands of views and lots of positive comments. You know, and so it's one of those things where I ultimately couldn't figure out what was going on. So then what I decided to do is take my advice, you know, start taking these actions. But as I go to take the actions, I catch myself, right? And what's happening is without me even realizing it, I start overanalyzing. Analyzing things that my younger self could never analyze because I wasn't even aware of. And so depending on your age right now, if you're not getting the results in life that you're wanting, what are you thinking about? What is driving you crazy? What is keeping you up? What is keeping you stuck? You know, I have different clients and people bring up things and it's amazing because when I think of confidence, I don't actually think too much about cockiness or arrogance or any of that. I think of like confidence is when I don't believe in myself, there's certain things I don't do. I don't have confidence. I don't have belief in myself, but I don't associate becoming more confident with becoming like a lesser version of myself or some kind of despicable, nasty version of myself. But yet I have clients who, because of their observations in life, they saw people who were cocky and arrogant, but they might associate confidence with that is getting things that person wants. So they're like, well, this person's doing all this stuff I don't like, but they're getting into relationships that I'd like to get in relationships, or they're making more money. So they start associating being a certain way that they don't really like with getting things that they want. And so if they can't get the things they want because they're not willing to be that thing, then they're stuck in this rock and a hard place. And that's what in kind of the coaching world or creating these videos, you know, you go, what's better ways to run ads, to market, to advertise, copywriting, website, YouTube videos, TikTok, posting videos, all these things. And, you know, you start learning, well, you should do this and you should do that. And this works and that works. And you should do. And so your brain starts to like fill in the blanks for you. And so, like I said, to get on here, I can start to go, well, do you got anything to say right now? Are you fired up enough? Well, if you don't have the full right energy, should you not do it? Maybe I should just skip today. You know, and I don't really get on here today. I could just pick back up tomorrow. That's okay. You know, and then what title should I do? Do I have a really title right now? Should I title it something random? I don't know. And all that stuff, I realized it sucks the fun out of it. And I realized that some of the most successful people I see, they initially got to where they got to a lot of times by having fun. And there's this aspect where my greatest results I've got in my life have come when observably people go, you're not doing things right. And I go, what is right? Like there's something that's right. Like, I have this concept of fact versus fiction, right? There's things that are fact, they're true for everybody or most people. And then there's things that are fiction, which is made up. Like they're true for someone, but they're not true for everyone. And so, you know, this morning when I say down day, just one of those days, like I've realized I'm not like up, bouncing off the walls, everything's rainbows and unicorns, 365, right? And I never want to give that off. And that's why kind of getting on here more and more on different days, I want to be able to continually share the most human elements I can, at times the good, the bad, and the ugly, because I'm not here to be better than people. above people. Like, I know better than you. All my struggles are behind me. I don't have bad days anymore because I've kumbaya'd until I'm blue in the face and I've hugged enough walls and DM'd enough people. Like, it's one of those things where, you know, and I don't have a lot of those anymore because of the work that I've done, but I still have days where it's like, I went on my bike ride this morning, all these things that most of the time do keep me in a really great headspace. I'm not going to lie. Like, I get good sleep. I get up. I like to get up early, go on a bike ride. You know, I did some push-ups, I listen to some music, like everything that I do that excites me. But what I realized is that sometimes, like, what do I have here? This is a business card, right? There's two sides. And in this particular thing, there's two different sides. You know, this thing, it's got all sorts of sides, right? Now, if I show you this, and I've already showed you this, but you can't see the other side, but everything has another side. And sometimes, like, they're different. Sometimes they're the same. One second. But ultimately, there's always two sides. But depending on our perspective, the two sides aren't always, like, there's a dark side and there's a light side. Like, right? Like, if I, how can I do this? Well, you can kind of see, like, let's see here. Trying to not accomplishing exactly what I want. There's a light and dark side. You can kind of see the shadow that's under there, depending on where my hat sits. There's a shadow. And the more I take it up, the less you see the shadow. But there's a light and dark side to things. There's a positive and a negative. And then sometimes the negatives, you know, they're negative to you. But if we take it across the board, that same scenario that you deem to be negative could be somebody's best day of their life, right? I remember my wife, I've brought this up many times, but I remember when she had never, ever, 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 ever hit more than maybe $30 or $40 in a single day on her Etsy store. And then I found some stuff out with ads and this and that, and she had a $50 day. It was her first $50 day in 2.5 years. And we're high-fiving, we're hugging, she's excited, she's fired up. Oh my gosh, this is amazing. And we kept getting it to go up, and she's having a $70 day and an $80 day and a $100 day and a $200 day. And it's just like, holy crap, this is fantastic. But what was amazing is she had, like, maybe a few weeks later, an $80 day, and she was kind of down a little bit. And I'm like, what's going on? She's like, it's not doing as well. And it's like, it had become normalized hitting $100+ days. And so something that was like struck gold, oh my gosh, just weeks earlier, was all of a sudden the same thing that created euphoria, excitement, was now kind of like, huh. And so I know the things that by and large create the most joy and fun in me. And I know the things that don't. And so getting on here right now and doing this and sharing these stories and not overanalyzing it and overthinking it and going, well, but if you did this, this, and this, this could be this, this, and this, and this, this, and this, and this, this, and this, and this. It's like, for somebody else, doing that will create better results, because the way they'll create, like, they truly don't want to and probably will never be able to very effectively do what I'm doing because of how they're wired. And so it's much more difficult for some people to be super off the cusp like I am. Now, some could argue that it's all over the place and this and that. But if people, and people did from time to time, analyze my old, like, sales calls, conversations I had with people when I was booking jobs for video, and like, they just can't understand. They can see I create good work. They can see I'm a nice guy, but people who are very systems minded, you got to say certain things in certain ways at certain times, and you got to go through some kind of overall script and guide people through a particular conversation and all that. That's how you do it. Like, I've never done that. And I've been able to do pretty well. And when I, again, ignored that and attempted to do the things that aren't that because I got so conditioned, and that's why I want to get on here, because I know that there are people, like, I ran this ad, so I should get to that. Let's make that point for a second. So I finally, I mean, I'm talking, I mean, full transparency, 2 years at least that I have been thinking about for my coaching business running ads. And I've run some ads in the past for other people. Back in 2015, I ran some ads for myself, but it was one of those things that I had done so much that I had so much like baggage around it that the way I thought I wanted or needed or whatever to record was just constantly making me stuck. Cause like, I gotta make this point and do this. I can't just get on and be random. Cause if I just get on and be random, I'm gonna waste money, because random in this environment isn't going to work. Right. I made these associations based on all the people I was learning from and talking to and watching, that I couldn't find much confirmation that me getting on and doing my thing would work. So I started to believe that I needed to be and do something else to create the result. But that result that may be better for someone wasn't better for me, because one, I wouldn't even do it. Like, I was procrastinating so much, I wouldn't even do it. And so getting on here and continuing to build this pattern, this muscle, because I've found people, I've seen people that they put up 300 plus videos that didn't even get 200 views, and then something took off for them. And you don't know when that's going to happen. But for me, I'm continuing to tell myself, if I believe in this, help one person every day, and I believe that these videos can make an impact, then does it really matter if it gets one view or 100,000 or 1 million. Because if I believe in helping one person, then I need to go, well, the video got 20 views and at least two people watched the whole thing, then that means I helped probably one person. If somebody sat and watched me speak for 45 minutes, regardless of the fact of whether or not they clicked the like, they shared it, they commented, they sent me a message or anything, I can't look at that invisible view or that view with an invisible person and go, well, they don't really matter, right? So don't show up. Don't do it. Who cares? Nobody's watching, right? Because what I'm saying then is, you don't matter. You're not enough for me, right? The two of you, the 10 of you, the five of you, the 50 of you, the four of you, whatever, that's not enough. So what is? What would make me show up? Right? And so showing up here, clicking that button. So, and I'm seeing a trend there too. Like, there is aspects where, you know, there are people doing live stream type of things. Like for me, I know that I have a greater chance of building the muscle and having something that could be tweaked or could be improved if I go and record 40 of these things, just doing what I'm doing, than doing four, doing something that is not fun for me, and may even get a little bit better result. Like, I don't want to be affirmed for something I don't want to, like, I have to find no joy in doing. That's why there's a lot of people who quit corporate six-figure jobs, because they're doing something that they either don't feel validated, valued, they don't have freedom. But like, if people were only worried about money, they wouldn't quit their corporate jobs. You know, they would stay there at these jobs. But there's something missing from that. And then they seek out entrepreneurship and all this and that. And the reality is, the one thing about entrepreneurship is you can go through the motions of doing things every day and potentially never make any money. That's what makes a lot of people really scared, is what you're doing working? Do you know? Have you, metaphorically speaking, did you make a baby? Is it going to be 9 months? If you plant some corn, is it going to be, you know, 3 to 6 months? You got an avocado tree, it's going to be 7 years. You got a bamboo thing, is it going to be 5 years? Like, we don't know what we've planted, and we don't know how long it'll take to grow. And everybody wants to create, with an asterisk, everybody wants to create this certainty for people that, like, I found one of these today, right? This is the kind of posts that are on the interwebs all over the place, right? And this guy was making fun of it in a playful way. Did I screenshot it? I'll teach you how to build a six-figure online business without a website or a funnel, without an audience, without paid ads. Even if you don't have a product, it's still fine. And you only need to spend 1 hour a day. Imagine, with just a laptop and an internet connection. Do you want to learn how? just DM me the word how, but pay me $1,000 and I'll teach you how. We always over deliver. And if you don't get results, we'll just blame it on you. DM value and I'll reach out. And it's like, there's a lot of this stuff out there. And the people are dead freaking serious. And I think people are becoming jaded. So when I recorded this ad and got my guy running it, and I got a message because I'm doing it non-traditional. I'm not doing, you know, I've seen these ads that are out there, you know, probably 6 to 12 months ago, I saw one where it was like how to close clients without phone calls. And you click on this thing and then you go and then it's got a scheduled call. And I'm just like, it's like you need to watch at times what people are doing, not what they're saying. Because we live in a world where there's an incongruence, like how to make a business without ads. And then they'll tell you, well, we're at a different stage of our business right now. And that's why we're running ads to you to teach you how to first get to the stage of not needing ads. It's like they're not fully wrong or lying, but it's also there's some deception there. Because I do know people who have taught organic methods and have never once grown through pure organic. They've always run ads. And, you know, and so the thing like close via the DMs or sign clients up via the DMs, and then they're sitting here, you know, basically having you schedule a call because in the grand scheme of things, they know that it's better. Not that it's better, but like what I found is there's a lot of people out there who this kind of shame-based, guilt-based, pressure-based, you know, manipulative sales tactics don't feel right. And there's a lot of artist creative types that I tend to resonate with that these methods don't resonate with. And so do they work? Yeah, sure. They absolutely work and can get people sales. Absolutely. And for so many people who have this heart and soul, there are other ways. And I've had to remind myself because I grew my company initially doing that. And then my other company, you know, went all over the map for so many years because I didn't do these things. I attempted to do these things that didn't feel right. But people who I felt, oh, they seemed genuine. And I'm not saying that they even just seemed and they weren't. It's just that they're willing to sometimes do things that I wasn't just willing to do. And if I change that ingredient and then wonder why I don't get the same outcome, well, there's a reason. And so I got... my thing, it was like, I don't do any scheduled calls. And so I have this ad that I say, this is an ad. Like I literally in the ad, this is an ad. I don't have any upsells, downsells, left sells, right sells, this sells, that sells. I don't have any courses, programs, nothing else. I just have one-on-one coaching. So yes, I'm trying to sell you something, but I ultimately want to give you value. And then boom, I go into this like 8 minutes, which they're like, oh, don't run an ad. It's 8 minutes long. And my ad guy's like, dang, man, how you got these people that watch the whole 9 minute video? And I'm like, I don't know, they're probably sick and tired. Like it's different. And then I got somebody to submit an audio to me and they were pumped. They're like, it's one of my favorite ads I've ever seen. And, you know, and so it was nice to get that validation. But the irony is the amount of resistance I felt to recording that particular thing that felt right when I did it, but my brain was battling because of the amount of volume of stuff I've consumed. And so for you, to the level of your, you know, struggle right now, what volume of stuff are you consuming and who are you consuming it from? And what are they telling you? What are they feeding you? What are you believing that may or may not be fact? Because to me, facts, it means it applies to every single person who does it. And if they're saying it works, then anybody who just goes through the motions will get the result. And that is just not true. It isn't just go through the motions and read this thing or do this thing and do it in 90 days and you're going to succeed. I just, it's not being cynical. It's, I've seen the good, the bad, the ugly, what's worked, what's not worked. I filmed, you know, people remortgaging their homes and removing money from their 401ks and getting money from their grandma. And like, they've spent $75,000. They're smart, intelligent people with corporate jobs that are making a lot of money and they've got a lot of money saved and they're doing $25,000 masterminds and all these things. And they're at like event after event after event that I've seen. And they got certifications and degrees and they're not making any money doing the thing that they're learning from all these supposed really smart, intelligent people who have the way, the right way, the best way. Like, you tell me what you think is going on. Like, why isn't it working? And then there's people that, you know, you're like, I don't know how they're succeeding, but God dang, they ain't doing any of this stuff. And I think that there is room in this world to start breaking these rules that some random person on the internet made up, right? Because when it comes to business, yeah, there's principles, there's certain things that I think can be really helpful, but simultaneously, all the technology we have today was built by people who, a lot of times, you know, when it was built, people thought they were crazy. People thought, this is never going to work. Like, think about planes and cars, you know, and you'll hear like people say, you know, people couldn't ask, how do they want to improve horses? They would come up with ideas for horses. They wouldn't have come up with a vehicle. And so somebody, you know, I believe Henry Ford, you know, had to come up with that and have naysayers and people go, wow, are you kidding me? Or the plane. And so at times we have to create that inner confidence, that inner certainty. And that's why, you know, showing up here and continuing to show up here is as much of a reminder for me as it is for you. And if I'm honest, like, there's stuff in my head that's like, oh, if you're sharing these things, like, you hear that. Well, if you share these things and, you know, you don't act like the authority, you know, you got your shit together. You don't act like you got, you know, everything and you figured all these things out. Like, people aren't going to hire you. And it's like, I don't know. I didn't do all these semantics in my life. Like, to grow my video production, I didn't have all these these crazy things that I did. And when I did them for me, especially when they were like, I don't know about that. Like, it never worked for me. So my goal is to keep people's enthusiasm and their excitement about their thing and test it out. Because sometimes the best idea, if you're not going to execute it, if you're not going to take action on it, if you're watering it down, if you're going to complain about it, if you're going to go at it with a horrible attitude, it probably won't do that well for you. But something that you're not quite sure about, but man, you are fired up about, don't let anybody deflate you from that. Give it its best shot that it can and see what happens and course correct along the way. And and just, you know, getting on here and doing this and knowing that somebody's listening. And I've been getting some more messages recently, and I, you know, I'm grateful. I'm grateful if you send an email, if you go to, you know, if you go on over to jumpstartyourlife.net and you send an audio, if you just want to send an audio to say thank you, that's fine. But it allows you to submit an audio to me. And, you know, I literally just had a guy who said how healing it was and how helpful it was. And if you're listening, man, you know who it is. To just release all this stuff that had been on his chest. You know, I got the audio, I sent a bunch of stuff back, and then he released a whole bunch more, and it was very helpful. You know, so I'm here to be a safe place to share and to express yourself. And, you know, I know there aren't a lot of people like me, because I'm still looking for a version of me. Because my brain goes all over the place. It moves at 100 miles an hour. And that is a superpower when I'm helping others, because I consume so much stuff. Things trigger me, and I can pick up on things and pick up on patterns and pick up on tonality and voice and this and that, and say things that you've probably never heard before, you never thought of, and find a little blind spot. But those same character things have my brain move at 100 miles an hour. And then when I'm talking to other people, when I'm looking for some support and kind of I'm feeling stuck or I'm feeling confused, I can find it harder to find people who can keep up with my wild and crazy and all over the place brain. And so that's that idea that sometimes there's a light side and a dark side. And so I deal with things as well. And you know, I guess I know that this too shall pass. Like, today I needed to express myself that I was frustrated about some things. And then, you know, I realized, how quickly I was able to turn it around. But I don't stay in that. I don't stay there. Like some of you, or like I was up until really this year, I was kind of not jumping out of that metaphoric plane anymore. I wasn't taking the MIA, and that didn't feel good. And getting on here and expressing and sharing and supporting and encouraging and motivating, which is something I know that I wasn't doing, that I really want to be an example, like this one, be the change you want to see. Like, I know that people don't want another, like, they've got to follow a particular thing and they got to be like a robot and they got to do this thing. They're just wanting real people sharing stories, being supportive, being helpful and giving. I want to continue to be that example that you can be you, do you, because I have a harder time finding the be you, do you. Like it, there's so much that people have figured out the be them, what that is, and then go, hey, you got to be me. They're not necessarily saying be me, but the whole premise of the message sometimes is like, do as I do, you know? But really, it's like, do as I say, not as I do, because I'm going to do different than I say. And I want to continue to be, I know that I produce better results in my life and in my clients' lives when I'm not speaking out of the past, but yet I'm speaking out of the present. And what I mean by that is that if I tell you, hey, maybe having that difficult conversation with your mom, that might be really helpful. Well, I know that the probability of you having that, if I'm sitting around each and every single day thinking that about my own life, but I won't go have the conversation, that the probability decreases dramatically that you're probably not going to go have that conversation either. Because what I'm telling you to do, I'm not willing to do. And I've had those difficult conversations with my mom and with other people. And there's been things that at times I'm saying that I've done in my past, but I wasn't doing in my present. And so showing up here and do what I'm doing right now is continuing to practice a commitment to showing up and going, when people go, well, I want to speak and I want to encourage and I want to motivate and I want to do these things, that I keep showing up. Because I can't say, well, I do too, and I want to do that, and don't put out any videos, and don't put out any content, don't share anything, because I'm getting in my head, and I'm doing all these things that I'm helping people through, but I'm doing the same thing and going, well, good luck to you. You going to post a video? Because I'm not going to. You can do it, but I can't. And I found that I heard this line once. It's very challenging to take someone deeper than you are willing to take yourself. And I know there's a lot of incredible results I've gotten with and for and helping people because of how deep I have taken myself. And so, yeah, I can go on and on. If you enjoy this, leave a like, leave a review, leave a comment, you know, send me an email, go to jumpstartyourlife.net, send me an audio. If you just want to say thank you, if you want to just say hello, or if you want to express yourself and really let me know what you're stuck about and let my wild and wacky brain have at it and support you and create some relief for you and help give you some clarity, help get you, you know, clarity, get unstuck and take an action and keep iterating through that cycle. Because the more you do it, the easier it gets. The more I get on here, I click the button, I speak, I share, I express, the easier it gets every time. Even though there has been times in recent years, it has taken me months to click this button and show up here and do it. Even though overall, I've built the muscle, I've built the skill, I've got the ability to do it, I've gotten great feedback. The reality is I wasn't doing it. And there was this invisible brick wall. And I've overcome other brick walls. And I want to continue to show that it's possible to overcome them. And this is just one of those ways. So you go to jumpstartyourlife.net. That's free. And the next interaction's free as well. And yeah, so don't hesitate to reach out, to say hello. And appreciate you listening. I'll be back for more. Keep rocking, keep rolling, and we'll talk soon. Bye-bye.